here at City Hall interviewing Mr. Michael Seary. This is going to be about the 1955 flood. And if you could just tell us what it was like before the flood, you know, then we can get into the flood. And what was Danbury like?
Well, Danbury was a very quiet town. As a matter of fact, it still is, and it's, you know, adjacent to New York, you know, and it's used to be the hat city of the world because we, predominantly we were in hatting, you know, and there are many, many factories. Of course, the people that controlled the factories also controlled the town. They wouldn't let any of their industry in here, you know.
Okay.
So they kept it strictly for themselves. And then once mercury poison set into some of the hatters, they became getting shaky, and hatting certainly went out of whack after that. People didn't wear hats anymore, and so therefore we just got rid of all our hatting industry, and then we got a more diversified businesses, and this is to where we are today.
Did you have any family in the hatting business or anything like that?
As a matter of fact, I think that that every member of my family at one time or another was in hatting. I think the greatest percentage of the Danburyans were in hatting in one way or the other, because there were about 8 to 10 factories in this city.
Yeah.
And you had no other employment if you didn't work in factories.
Yeah.
There weren't that many other jobs open for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Where exactly did the flood destroy the
town? Well, the flood truly, you know, changed this town greatly. And I can remember that, let's see, 55, so that would be 40 years ago. And, 40 years ago, I was 43 years old, and I can remember this town, you know, just being just a plain little town, you know, that everybody seemed to just enjoy being a part of. Then all of a sudden, I can remember that night, I happened to be in a theater, I don't know, whatever, my wife and I and another couple in the local theater downtown, and as it was pouring, we were not aware of what was happening in our city.
Yeah.
And then when it came time for the theater to break about 11 o'clock, it was amazing because we couldn't get across town. And the gentleman that I was with, he had two young children, and I had lived at the north end of town is where he was, and there was no way of getting over there. We got into some army trucks, you know, who took us down as far as they could, but he was unaware of what his family and his youngsters were because he left them with a babysitter. I didn't know how my family was, you know, my parents and also my younger brothers and sisters. But then we had, at that time, my wife lived on a higher elevation, this town on the south side of Danbury, and we were able to go there. But it was bedlam trying to find out, you know, just what was happening, the things that were going on. And I can remember that when I finally did get home to get in touch with my parents who had moved out of there, my sister had a 1948 Oldsmobile, I believe it was, that was parked at our garage. And the current just took that Oldsmobile and lodged it between a fence that was adjacent to our family living room, and it undermined it, whereas the car just sunk right into the hole.
Oh, wow.
And we had to get a tow truck and everything to hook in there and pull it right out.
Wow.
Of course, the car was destroyed.
Yeah.
The flood came from where we were, along with a gentleman that washed them from our end of town. I could remember it coming. I could see the markings on our house. It came right through our kitchen, almost to the top of the kitchen door, and it came right out through the living room. It pushed all our furniture and everything, settled right out the glass windows and
over
the front of the house and everything. So it was totally destroyed. We had to wash that house all down and everything changed.
Yeah.
But the town changed, you know, we lost a few lives there. We had a gentleman died from a heart attack, and we had a fellow that was washed from the north end of town down here at the south end of town.
And he survived?
No, he was a memory. We lost a few people there. One of the police officers had a heart attack at the time.
Yeah.
Okay. Of course, I didn't see the change in the town at the time, you know, how, you know, everything was just washed away at that end of it, you know.
Yeah. So whereabouts did you live when the flood happened?
I lived on the north end of town. I lived at that time on Patch Street.
Yeah.
And I can remember because the Barden Corporation used to be almost into our backyard, and it had a wall of about, at least 8 foot high. And that water, that there was such a torrent, you know, that it came down and washed above the wall, you know, right into the Barton factory, it just closed that all off and everything.
So,
did Denver get federal aid for money? Did that?
Yes, as a matter of fact, if you can see now the way we've set up, we have the Corps of Engineers in here, and now all of it can't happen to us again because, you know, we've channeled all the rivers and everything, you know, so yeah, they came in here and straightened this town out, so I don't think we would ever be able to be affected by, yeah, by another flood such as that because we've got the...
Yeah. What were some of the big changes you saw after the flood, like, what, you know, as far as businesses, what, you know, the Hatters, what, you know?
Well, if you were to look at our main street now, of course, it's a little, you know, a little sorrowful now because of the malls and everything that came in, you know, and they just put business out in the country rather than to the city itself. But many of the stores were on White Street never reopened.
Yeah.
Now the... and some of the laundromats and things. So some of them stores never even reopened. You could see, if you were to look in the Danbury Library or something, you could see pictures of the 55 floor and see what it did to the, for this city.
Did you have any friends that had businesses that had to leave, or?
Oh yeah, yeah. As a matter of fact, the fellow that I was with, you know, his father was in business and never went back into it.
Mm.
The laundry business never went back into it. Some of the clothing stores didn't go back into it. The market basket, those things there. The art fake shop moved from that area down on the south end of Main Street. So it changed that area a lot with the flood stuff. Yeah, I mean, Corps of Engineers were in here, you know, to give you rides, you know, for those people that were, that were stuck and couldn't get out of their homes. And boats were, you know, riding around here like Canada.
Yeah. Now, were you working for City Hall when what happened, or what was your job?
In 1955, I think I was a Hatter.
Yeah.
You know, at that time, I was in the hatting industry, but it was a long time before I went back to work because of the machinery and everything there.
The industry got hurt too?
Oh, sure, you know, not only that, but also in the industry, and WASH, you know, of course, you couldn't get away with it today, but I watched some of those dyes that were in the factories and everything, and all the hatting and all that fur. So it took them a while to recoup.
Yeah. How many, where was your, where did you work out of hatting? Where did you?
I worked out of a factory that was called Harry McLaughlin. It was right in the floodplain, and it just, it almost demolished that place.
Mm-hmm. Did he move out, or, you know?
No, they stood for a while longer, but then hatting went out itself, so. Yeah, it wasn't as a result of the flood, it was as a result of mercury poisoning that we had in the industry.
Mm-hmm. That's something, you know, Mother Nature can really, really...
Yeah, I guess, you know, if you were to see something like that, you know, it's even almost hard to describe.
Yeah, we had Hurricane Gloria a few years ago, and that was something, just a moment.
How long did it take for Denver to recuperate? About how many months did it take you?
Well, I would say it took them a good part of a year to get back on their feet again.
Mm-hmm.
All of that.
That was rebuilding, putting businesses back into place.
Businesses getting back into the place, getting them all cleaned out,
and the government
washed down, the government assistance, and a good year.
Did this help the mayor any? And his political campaign after taking action for the city?
Well, if you were to look at Danbury predominantly was Democratic, you know, and I think probably it still is with the city itself. You know, of course, nothing changed there. It still stood traditionally Democratic. The at one time, Danbury, let's see, 55. Yeah, we were a split city and town. Though. We used to have two forms of government. We had a selectman for the town, and we had a mayor for the city. The mayor and the board of aldermen, and the selectman for the town. So each one of them ran their own. The city ran there, and kind of ran there.
A while ago, I heard in 72 somebody blew up the police station. Did you know anything about that?
Yeah, they were the Pardue brothers that had come into this town. They not only blew up the police station, but they worked it in Sinclair Heights, and they had a bomb going off into the police station, and probably a minute apart it was hitting the Union Savings Bank, and a minute later than that, a little bit north of that, that was blowing up a vehicle in the parking lot there, the vehicle in which they were used to come into the town in which to perform their bombing. So there was a series of bombs that went off. And of course, at that time, I had youngsters in the private school, St. Joseph's School, you know. And someone said that they thought it was a series of bombings coming up because of gas pipes or something.
Yeah.
So I remembered when I ran into the school to get my youngsters and pull them out of there, that everybody was in the church and they were all praying. You know? Never realizing that. I think I probably passed the party brothers on my way down. Yeah, so they were the ones in.
Now, City Hall hasn't always been in this building, really. You know.
No, where the Danbury Library is now, during the 4 years, City Hall was there. That's where the bombing took place from the Pardue brothers. You know, they bombed there. Then we eventually, you know, once we consolidated everything, we made one City Hall.
Yeah.
And it
worked
in the
building. Did you say the flooding was kind of things that happened in Danbury, or the most costly things?
Well, I would say by far it's the most costly thing. You know, and the most tragic thing, too, because it just ruined a lot of homes and a lot of lives. You know, even though, you know, you look at Oklahoma and talk about the spirit of it and everything else, you didn't find that same thing during the flood, you know. It was just disgusting, you know. Nobody trying to get together something. Everybody was an individual trying to make their own way through the mess.
Yeah.
Did it damper anything else in the area? Besides that, did you still have large homes in the area?
Well, the outskirts, you know, it mostly came down into the city itself, you know, it followed the beds, the rivers, you know, and it came down through there. It didn't so much affect the outside of Danbury, you know, with the flood, not that much as it did as it came down through. The heart of the city was mostly ruined with the flood.
Did people move out, you know, out to the outskirts, with, you know, after the flood? Or?
Yeah.
What about the Danbury Mall? How did that, you know, was that, how effective was that, or was it effective?
Well, the Danbury Mall wasn't here at the time, and, you know, prior to the mall being here, we used to have the Danbury State Fair.
Yeah.
And, of course, that was in a flooded zone anyway. You could see water there now. Every time there's a rainstorm or something, you know, it just wipes out the back of that mall. It's just, you know, the water keeps staying there. There's nowhere to go, you know, comes out through the river and all the back. But the mall wasn't there at that time. The Great Danbury State Fair was there.
Did you ever go to that when you were a kid?
To the fair?
Yeah.
Well, what we used to do, we used to have Danbury Day here where they closed all the schools on a Friday and allowed all the youngsters to come into the fair. I think Danbury was more recognized because of the fair than any other reason.
Yeah.
Probably even more so than Hattie.
Yeah.
Because people still called maybe 10 years later and said, you know, can you tell us when the fair is going to be opened up again? And had it already been abolished and the mall was already there.
Yeah, what did they have at the fair? What was so special about it?
Well, they had a variation of things, you know. You had the hell drivers that were coming in, you know, the racing cars. You had sports cars racing, you know. You had a great big parade. They had these individual stands and all the amusements that were over there. And it used to bring in many famous people. You know, it would bring in Liz Taylor, or it would bring in Harry Truman's daughter. They'll bring in many stars and celebrities to the fair that walked around the fairgrounds. And they would have a parade on a daily basis where these people would ride in the parade and they'd journey through the fair.
Yeah.
It was really exciting. I think truly, if it's anything at all dismissed in this city, it's the Danbury Fair.
Yeah. Now, have you been to any, there's been like World's Fairs, like New York had a World's Fair, I'm not sure what year, have you ever been to any of those types?
Yes, I went to New York World's Fair. As a matter of fact, I even went to Texas to Hemis Fair. Yeah,
how about
our fair was just as good as the other.
Yeah.
You know, it's just as good.
Yeah.
Of course, long before your time.
Any exciting
in your towns or not?
I'm from Stratford, and nothing major happened I can think of. I just remembered a few years ago Mother Nature, the Hurricane Gloria, she really, you know, did some damage to the schools. School was closed down for a few days because of the power, and, you know, then just the winds. I remember cars were tipped over. One car, Volkswagen Bug on East Main Street, everybody would go down to see because, you know, the wind picking up a car and tipping it over or something.
Yeah, no, that's amazing. But the flood did that to force watch cars and turn them over, you know, when they ran into something.
Did it pick up whole streets and all that? Like the pavement and everything?
It undermined over. Well, many of the streets, yeah. They all had to get have our engineer come in and, you know, and go through this whole city, you know, make sure everything was done right, you know, back again. Yeah, our city engineer, Sid Rapp at the time,
yeah,
you know, would be working almost around the clock with all these. You can do what you have.
Not much longer, about 10 minutes?
Okay, because I got a mail
today. Okay. Yeah, she got to do all the mail.
Well, gotta do what you gotta do.
I have a nephew in Stratford. He runs Johnny's Bar and Grill in the corner of the town.
Johnny's Pizza?
It's right next to the town fair. You know the town fair is
yeah.
In Stratford?
Okay, that's at the other end.
Lordship down there?
Yeah, Lordship, yeah.
Yeah, that's where he is.
Is there anything you can think of that, you know, you follow?
No, I can just remember, you know, pitching in with the family, you know. I had three brothers, you know, my sisters, and we all would have to, you know, scrub the floors down and all, you know, wash everything down, hose everything down. And it took us quite a while, you know.
Yeah.
We had to bring in Phil to fill in our backyard. Our garage got washed.
And this was in September?
This was in, yes.
And how did that, like, affect Christmas that year?
Well, I don't know whether I think everybody had their Christmas behind, you know, because when they put the flood behind them, you know.
Yeah.
Nothing much you can do about it, you know, except for that.
You just got to
go with it.
Did you go downtown?
And
the Dan
Burns did that.
Did you go downtown
with
my father? Or that was strictly for the...
I had enough to do in my own neighborhood rather than from downtown. But they did get their volunteers down there in public works and they did that. Now, don't forget, now, it didn't damage everybody's home.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's just those homes that were in the line of the flow of the brooks.
Yeah.
Right. How deep is it?
I'll tell you, I would think that our, it came up from our cellar, which was about 8 foot, you know, and the water went right out the living room, right through the back of the house. Right out the front of the house. Like I told you, it washed furniture right through the window.
Wow.
And that was about, what's that about? 4 foot.
Yeah, at least considering.
No, you're in the way, Michael.
You could never be in the way.
You are in the way. You are, Mike.
Don't say that unless you mean it.
Why is it so hot in here?
Well, we shut the door so we get some heat.
There's always plenty of heat with the coffee.
Outside of that, boys, what do you think?
Thank you very much.
It was a pleasure to talk to you.
Yes, sir.
Visit us sometime, you know.